Performance art is usually multidisciplinary. It can include dance, music, visual arts, poetry, or the spoken word, drama, and more. Lately, I've noticed how the visual arts and sound are quite often combined. Just recently, the Pulitzer, in a part of its wellness series, featured a program called Voice Bath, which combined crystal and Himalayan singing bowls with resonant vocal techniques. Odeya Nini, a Los Angeles-based experimental vocalist and contemporary composer, immersed participants in the healing power of a vocal sound bath meditation in front of a large Ellsworth Kelly work at the museum. This performance got me thinking about sound in art, or what Wikipedia actually calls sound art. Wikipedia describes sound art as an artistic discipline in which sound is utilized as a primary medium. Like many genres of contemporary art, sound art may be interdisciplinary in nature or be used in hybrid forms. Sound art can be considered as being an element of many areas such as acoustics, electronics, noise music, audio media, sculpture, architecture, film or video, and other aspects of the current discourse of contemporary art. In Western art, early examples include experiments by Dadaist, Surrealist, and Influxus Happenings. Because of the diversity of sound art, there is often debate about whether sound art falls within the domains of visual art or experimental music or both. Other artistic lineages from which sound art emerges are conceptual art, minimalism, site-specific art, sound poetry, spoken word, avant-garde poetry, and experimental theater. The lines in trying to distinguish the difference between new music and sound art are very blurry. When sound artists think about work with sound, they are using it in a way that is similar to how a sculptor uses materials, says Mary Cerruti, former director and chief curator of the Sculpture Center in Long Island City, Queens, and now director of the Walker Art Center. Musicians think about sound more linearly, and sound artists think more spatially. In fact, she says, the term sound art can be traced back to a 1983 exhibition, Sound/Art, organized by William Hellerman at the Sculpture Center. We can't find a reference to the term before then. It was often referred to as experimental music at that time, Cerruti points out. Since then, the Sculpture Center has often worked with sound art, viewing it as an extension of minimalist art rather than as a separate medium. I began with sound and visual art in tandem at the Pulitzer and will end at that same museum. The exhibit, Susan Phillips, Seven Tears, opens today at the Pulitzer. Scottish born Phillips is winner of the prestigious Turner Prize and is best known for her works that explore the potential of sound, often including her own untrained voice to define space and its interaction with architecture. She says, "I work with sound, but that sound is always installed in a particular context, and that context, with its architecture, lighting, and ambient noises, forms the entire experience of the artwork. It is a visual, aural, and emotive landscape. It doesn't really matter whether we see, hear, or feel a work of art, as long as it moves us or makes us think one way or another." I'm Nancy Kranzberg.